From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. As many as 700 migrants trying to reach a better life in Europe are feared dead as their boat capsized overnight off the Libyan coast. Authorities said today at least 28 people have been rescued and 24 bodies recovered, but hundreds are missing in what could become the worst-known Mediterranean migrant sea disaster. The boat capsized 193 kilometers south of the southern Italian island of Lampedusa when it is believed migrants moved to one side of the vessel as a merchant ship approached. Hours after a suicide bomber in Jalalabad, Afghanistan, killed at least 35 people and wounded scores of others, Kabul's military chief, General Sher Mohammad Karimi, in an unprecedented speech in neighboring Pakistan, called for both nations to step up counterterrorism efforts.
The ongoing strategic dialogue between our two countries gives me great hope, and we all need to redouble our earnest, sincere efforts so that we help realize the noble and rightful aspiration of millions of our citizens for a life of peace, security, dignity, and prosperity.
Afghanistan and Pakistan have for years accused each other of harboring militants responsible for attacks in the other country. Islamic State claims to have massacred 30 Ethiopian Christians in Libya in a video similar to previous publicized killings by the extremist militants. The graphic footage posted online today and viewed by VOA shows one group of men beheaded on a beach as they knelt in front of their executioners, and another shot in the back of the head at a different location. We invite you to stop on by our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader lashed out at the United States today, accusing Washington of inventing the myth of Tehran's nuclear weapons threat. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei also urged defensive preparedness for Iranian armed forces after a top U.S. general warned last week about military action against Tehran's nuclear sites. Diplomats from both countries are building on a framework nuclear deal that paves the way to ease economic sanctions on Iran in exchange for limitations on Tehran's nuclear development. A leading contender for president of the African Development Bank wants to see a strong, regionally integrated Africa with increasing growth that is globally competitive. In an interview with VOA, Nigeria's agricultural minister, Akinwumi Adesina, said there are worrying trends that he will address if elected.
First is to focus on smart infrastructure to allow increased productivity and efficiency of growth. Secondly is to work on private sector. Private sector for wealth creation, creating SMEs and financing and stuff like that for them. The third one is to jobs for Africa's youth and jobs for Africa's women. The fourth area I'm going to put a lot of emphasis on is reviving rural economies.
Adesina says his many years of work in Francophone and Anglophone countries, coupled with his passion to help eradicate poverty in Africa, qualifies him to become the next president of the African Development Bank. A leading U.S. newspaper says the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Justice Department have formally acknowledged that almost all of the examiners in an elite FBI forensic unit gave flawed testimony against criminal defendants for more than a two-decade period before the year 2000. The Washington Post reported Saturday that according to the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers and the Innocence Project, that 26 of the 28 examiners with the FBI's laboratory's microscopic hair comparison unit overstated forensic matches to favor prosecutors in more than 95% of the 268 trials reviewed so far. The reviewed cases included 32 defendants who were sentenced to death. 14 of them have either been executed or died in prison, the two groups said. About 1,000 people gathered at the former site of the Oklahoma City Federal Building to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the terrorist bombing there that killed 168 people and injured many others. Former President Bill Clinton and Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon were among those who spoke at today's service at the Oklahoma City National Memorial, where the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building once stood. Service started with a 168-second moment of silence and concluded with survivors and tearful relatives of the dead reading the names of those killed in the April 19, 1995 attack. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.